The plastic cover was pulled down Monday afternoon to reveal a 6-foot towering sculpture of Secretary of State William Seward. The work of Ketchikan-based siblings David and Judith Rubin, it was erected to mark the 150th anniversary of the transaction that shifted Alaska from being Russian America to U.S. territory. The Juneau Community Marching Band struck up the tune as 21st century politicians honored the 19th century top diplomat, who was one of President Lincoln's closest confidants during the Civil War. Here's Congressman John Young.
You know, you've heard the history of Seward, but I'd like to just recite what Seward means to me. First, he made me a congressman. I want to thank him for that. But secondly, every time I fly into the state of Alaska, and I do this twice a month, and I'd be flying either in southeast or up around the rail belt, into a barrel or somewhere, and I think, my God, what a place he did for us when he bought us for $7,200,000, is that correct? $200 million or whatever it was.
But Steve Haycox, a University of Alaska Anchorage history professor, noted that many who lived here in 1867 resented the transaction between colonial powers.
Tlingit and Haida leaders have rightly called attention to the fact that their ancestors were not included in the purchase agreement, despite their having a concept of property ownership.
He noted that 19th century diplomats wrote off indigenous claims, an official attitude that persisted for another century.
To my mind, it's appropriate that as part of the sesquicentennial celebration, we fully acknowledge Tlingit and Haida's sensitivity on this issue.
Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott speculated that Seward would have appreciated the negotiating skills of Alaska Native tribes when the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was passed in 1971.
Like selling the Brooklyn Bridge, Alaska Natives sold Alaska again in 1971 for a bit more than $7,200,000, and that was for $1 billion and 44 million acres of land that we were allowed to keep.
The statue was largely made possible through private fundraising from individuals and corporate donors. It stands slightly below street level next to the Diamond Courthouse. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.